You're listening to SBS News.
Cooking ignites all the senses, but in this class, sight, smell and taste are the most important.
Iraqi cooking are like Mediterranean cooking, aren't they?
Sabiha Hamid Abdo, who is profoundly deaf, teaches cooking in the New South Wales coastal town of Coffs Harbour. Sabiha communicates through sign language, so SBS has used a voiceover translation to tell her story.
I feel it is lovely that I can share my Iraqi cooking skills with the Australian people. I think they like it, and I think it's delicious, and they get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
The Yazidi refugee works in a team with an Auslan interpreter provided through refugee organisation Settlement Services International. The interpreter helps Sabiha answer questions about her life in Iraq and Yazidi culture.
Did Sabiha grow onions on the farm in Iraq?
Yes, we did.
I got it.
Yeah, we grew most of this in Iraq.
The cooking is taught by example, and the lessons are going down a treat with her students. If you have a question, you bang the table. Not a polite tap, but a loud bang, as it's the vibrations that get the teacher's attention. It feels rude at first, but it's all part of the experience of learning to cook at Sabiha's kitchen.
Been wonderful. She's got such a good temperament and very patient and very good at what she does.
Learning perhaps not to ask questions when Sabiha's got her hands full because she can't actually respond.
It's a class in Iraqi culture and deaf awareness, wrapped up in one neat dolma. That's the vine leaf dish stuffed with rice and other ingredients popular in the Middle East. This cooking class has been 4 years in the making. When Sabiha came from northern Iraq in 2017, she had to learn English as well as Auslan. Learning the two languages was difficult, but it has opened up a world of opportunity. In Iraq, Sabiha wasn't allowed to go to school. Instead, she spent her days cooking for her younger siblings, using the recipes she was taught by her mother.
You don't see people with disabilities in Iraq. They were kept at home. I had to learn to lip read all my friends and family. I didn't have any sign language or access, and I didn't go to school. So it was really quite difficult.
She and her younger sisters fled the country as the self-proclaimed Islamic State group moved through the north, targeting Yazidi communities. Her support worker, Raiti Collins, is in awe of her progress.
Just seeing that progression from I'm deaf, I can't, to I'm deaf, so how can we do it, you know, it's just been amazing. It's like she's been given keys to the world, and there's no stopping her.
For Sabiha, moving to Australia and learning Auslan and English has been life-changing.
I am happy I can get out, and I am proud of myself that I can actually get out and do these things on my own.
Sabiha's cooking classes now have a wait list, and she's also been approached by corporate clients to run staff development days. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.